New Millennium Audio presents
The Mystery of Edwin Drood by Charles Dickens. An ancient English cathedral town? How can the ancient English cathedral town be here? The well-known, massive grey square tower of its old cathedral, how can that be here? There's no spike of rusty iron in the air between the eye and it, from any point of real prospect. What is the spike that intervenes, and who has set it up? Some vague period of drowsy laughter must be devoted to the consideration of this. Shaking from head to foot, the man whose scattered consciousness has thus fantastically pieced itself together at length rises, supports his trembling frame upon his arms, and looks around. He is in the meanest and closest of small rooms. Through the ragged window curtain, the light of early day steals in from a miserable court. He lies, dressed, across a large, unseemly bed, upon a bedstead that has indeed given way under the weight upon it. Lying, also dressed and also across the bed, a haggard woman blowing at a kind of pipe to kindle it, and as she blows and shading it with her lean hand, concentrates its red spark of light, it serves in the dim morning as a lamp to show him what he sees of her. "Another," says this woman, in a querulous, rattling whisper. "Have another." He looks about him with his hand to his forehead. "You've smoked as many as five since you come at midnight," that woman goes on, as she